Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor Brandon Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight, I want to speak to you just for a few minutes from the subject, God loves when people try. I love that. And that's a fun title, isn't it? God loves when people try. We serve a God who, and praise the Lord, and thank God that he loves to use each and every person. It's his heart to use people for his glory and so they can be blessed. You know, God wants to use you. Isn't that an exciting thought? In fact, I want you to say it right now out loud. If you're watching online, you can say it too. Say, God wants to use me on the count of three. One, two, three. God wants to use me. Amen. It's true. Sometimes you got to preach to yourself because you thought you were disqualified. You thought you didn't matter. You thought whatever was in your past disqualified you from your future. But no, God wants to use you. Yes. Now, I know as I say that, some of you are like, hey, Pastor Brandon, I think that's really wonderful thought. I appreciate you saying it, but my life's a train wreck, right? I don't have it all together. Well, I am here to encourage you tonight. I'm here to encourage you because we're going to be looking at somebody in the Bible, just briefly. His name is Peter. And if you're familiar with the Word of God, then you know Peter was one of Jesus' 12 disciples. And if you watch Peter's life as he's walking with Jesus, you're going to ask yourself the question, Jesus, really? You picked Peter? Peter was a little bit of what, you know, he was just a little bit of a wild card, all right? He was a bit of a train wreck. He would often say things that he shouldn't say. He would do things that he shouldn't do. And yet Jesus used him. Oh, you might be like, well, give me an example. I will give you an example. Peter chops off somebody's ear in front of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Anybody remember that? And Jesus is like, Peter, I got it. He picks up the guy's ear and heals his ear. But that would just happen to Peter. Peter was the guy who would say, Jesus, I would never deny you. I will die before I deny you. In that same night, he denies Jesus. That is Peter. But Peter is a great encouragement to all of us. Because if you feel like you say the wrong thing at the wrong time, if you feel like, I don't know how God could ever use me, if you feel like you don't have it together, the encouraging thing tonight is God doesn't use perfect people. God loves when people try. God loves when people say, you know what? God, I may not have it all together, but I'm going to stick close to you. God, I may not have it all together, but if I'm full of the Holy Spirit, God, I may not have it all together. I may not have all the answers. But if you just say, go, I'm ready. God loves when people try. So we're going to look at a story of Peter. It's in Matthew chapter 14. We'll bring it up. This is a story of Peter walking on water. I'm just going to spoiler alert for you, but it kind of helps you follow what's going on. This is Jesus. Later that night, Jesus was there alone. And the boat was already considerable distance from land. It has all the disciples in it. The 12 disciples, they're going across the Sea of Galilee. And it was a distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. So they're kind of in trouble. They're out on the water. They can't get across because the wind is pushing on them so strong. They're tired. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Now watch what Peter says. Lord, if it is you, which I don't know who else he thought it was, but he was like, okay, that might be Jesus. I'm not sure. If it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. I mean, that is wild already. When he saw the wind and the waves, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand, caught him. And this is what he said, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down and those who were in the boat worshiped him saying, truly you are the Son of God. What a sign that causes people to wonder, right? Jesus walking on the water, and it brings glory to him. I think it's so cool, though, that Peter has the audacity to say to Jesus, as Jesus is walking on the water, hey, if that's you, Jesus, can I come out there and can I walk on water? You know what's really cool and very telling to us is Jesus doesn't go, no, Peter, you can't, all right? This is just for me. No, Peter, I don't want to do that right now. We got a lot on our plate here. It's nighttime. You guys are tired. No, he says, no, I'd love if you'd try. I'd love to watch you step out. I wonder if you've ever seen God working around you or working in your life, or you see God doing something, you get an inclination that God wants to do something. You feel the Holy Spirit ping your heart, and you feel that instant like Peter. You're like, Lord, would this be okay? Lord, I'd love to pray for that person and then be healed. Or maybe you felt the opportunity to share your faith, or maybe you felt like God pinged you and said, I want you to go talk to that person over there. And you're like, God, I don't even know them, but you kind of get excited about it, but you're just not sure. You know what God loves in those moments? When you just have that yes, like we were singing about earlier tonight in the service, and say, God, I'm willing to try. God, I think this, oh wait. Jesus, if that's you, do you know why I'm pausing here? This just hit me. Like, I've been thinking about this scripture all day. And this is how the word of God works, by the way. Jesus, if it's you, can I come out on the water? Isn't that the question we're supposed to ask when we think God's talking to us? So like God spoke to you and said, hey, I need you to go talk to that person. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. God, if I think this is you, I'm gonna give it a go. God, is this you? I think you'll meet me there. God loves that. God loves when we say, God, I got my ear to the rail, as it were. I'm like so wanting to be used by you that even the smallest inkling of like, that could be God, I'm going. God loves when we try. Part of it is God is such a big God that when he gives us that indication, our faith gets activated. And when our faith gets activated and we're believing God, God's like, you know what? I love that they're trying. I'm gonna kind of meet you in the middle there. I'm gonna help you and I'm gonna empower you. And I'm gonna be with you just because you tried. So I'm gonna give you a few points on this. First of all, we try because we realize we are in a partnership. We're in a partnership. You know, Jesus loved giving his disciples opportunities. In Luke, it says this, it says, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now, these are people that are like, they're young. They're pretty inexperienced at life and ministry. And this is before Peter chopped the guy's ear off. This is before Peter denied Jesus. So we know what Peter's like, and he's in this group. But Jesus is like, you know what? This is a partnership. I want you to know what it's like to bring the kingdom of God to a community. I want you to know what it's like to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. I want you to feel the thrill of God using you. We're in a partnership. You know, Jesus could do everything they're doing better than them. Sometimes you think, I'm not good enough at it. God doesn't partner with you because you're good at it. Newsflash. God isn't like, oh, you're really good. I'm gonna partner with you. Actually, God's like, hey, I'm willing to work with you at any level. I just need your yes, that's all. That's all I need. Your yes and your humility. Some of you are like, you're waiting to partner with God at some point when you have it together. Oh, you know what? When I got it figured out, I'm gonna partner with the Lord. God did not tell you that. In fact, that's disobedience. God just said, partner with me. So we've gotta realize that we're in a partnership. Secondly, we gotta develop a propensity to step out. Propensity. You might be like, well, what does that word mean? I'm so glad you asked. Propensity. An inclination or natural tendency to behave in a particular way. Two P words right there. A propensity. You're developing a behavior that says, I'm a step out type of person. And we have to develop that. We have to say, God, I'm willing to be used. You know, if we don't do that, God will struggle to use us because we're always waiting for the right moment. But Peter didn't wait for the right moment. Peter just went. And you get the indication Jesus liked that. Because when we develop the propensity to step out, we're actually allowing God to develop us to be more like him. Maybe you've heard my dad say, I love this phrase, it's hard to steer a parked car. It is. Have you ever tried? Super hard, all right? It's like steering without power steering. It's bad. But if the car is moving, it's a lot easier to steer it, right? The same is true spiritually for you and I. When we sit, we're hard to steer. When we say, God, you have my yes, I'll go, that propensity to step out makes you directable by the Lord. Do you want me to prove it? Oh, how did Peter, after walking on water, realize some things about his faith? Absolutely. The disciples, none of the other disciples got a lesson in faith that night. Peter definitely did. Oh, this is what it feels like to have faith. And this is what it feels like to get afraid and doubt. Peter, that happened to him another time. You remember when Jesus said, who do you people say I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. All right, Peter steps out. Jesus is like, you know what? You're right. And I'm going to call you Peter. And on this rock, I'm going to build my church. It's a powerful, wonderful moment where Jesus is able to speak into the identity of who Peter is because Peter stepped out. Oh, but wait, like a few verses later, Jesus says, hey, I'm going to go to the cross. And Peter says, oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. Because, in fact, you shouldn't talk that way, Jesus. Really, really. You're getting everybody down here. You know, that's literally how it goes. And Jesus, you know what he says to Peter? Get behind me, Satan. You don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of the flesh. Well, we can look at that and be like, well, that's bad. He should have never said that. You know, that was an opportunity. Jesus didn't say, don't talk. Stop talking, Peter. Stop stepping out. No, Jesus looks at him and says, you know what? You're off here. How cool is that? Some of you need God to do that. You would benefit from a you're off here talk, all right? But you think that's so horrible that you would rather just sit than have that discussion with the Lord. And the Lord's like, I'd rather you move and be like, hey, you're a little off there and I don't want you to do that. I promise you when the Lord does that, you will take it to heart and you won't do it again. But it's done in love. But you can't ever have that conversation, and therefore you never get the, Christy, you are this. The presence of the Lord marks you in a moment when you step out in faith, and Tim, I see this in you, and Steve, I see this on your life, and Dale, man, you're a guy who's a man of prayer, or you're a man of faith. You'll never get those moments from the Holy Spirit if you don't step out. You have to have a propensity that says, God, I'm moving. I'm going, because that's where God speaks into your life. Third, you gotta prioritize being with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Really the key when it comes to stepping out. And that's why the prayer meeting is so important. I'm so glad you're in the prayer meeting tonight. I'm so glad if you're watching online tonight that you're getting in the presence of the Lord because you're setting yourself up to step out in faith and see God move. The key to Peter's life wasn't that he was perfect or waiting. The key was he was following Jesus. That's the key. And if you're following Jesus, then I want to encourage you tonight to say, God, where I've been sitting or where I've heard you speak in my life and didn't move, I'm saying, God, you have my yes, and I'm willing to try. And if you're saying, well, I'm not walking as close to Jesus as I should be, then you say, Jesus, I'm going to start following you more closely. I'm going to get close to the Holy Spirit. Because when you're following Jesus, how do you follow Jesus? Get in the Gospels, read the Gospels, get in the Word of God, be in church, listen to worship music and have a prayer time and get in the presence of the Lord. You're setting yourself up so you can step out. If you're like, man, I'm not willing to try because I don't think I'm ready spiritually, then that's not some place that you should be living. That should be like an alarm bell to you, to be like, okay, I'm not stepping out, and that's not God's problem, that's a me problem. And that's not condemnation, that's just the facts. God called you to step out if you don't feel spiritually ready. Either you are spiritually ready and you're disobedient, or you're not spiritually ready and you need to get spiritually ready because you just need to follow Jesus closer. But the thing is, when you're following Jesus, the cool part about that is when you don't know what to do, because you're going to get out of your depth when you step out, when you try. When you're following Jesus, you can kind of think back to be like, what would, you remember WWJD, what would Jesus do? Peter literally did that. In fact, there's a story in the Gospels in Mark chapter 5. It says this, after he put them all out, this is Jesus. He walks into basically a funeral. He took the child's father and mother and disciples who were with him, and they went to where the child was. This is a dead child. The father and mother are with him, and he sends everybody out of the house except them. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kahum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. Now, watch what Peter does in Acts. Peter, he walks into a funeral. This lady died. She was a widow. She made all kinds of great stuff for people. They were all crying. They were sad to see her go. Peter sent them all out of the room. Who did that? Jesus. He got down on his knees and prayed. He said, Lord, I'm going to need your help. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. Wow, super similar. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand, helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented them to her to them alive. What I want you to see is Peter walked into that moment and said, I've seen this before. Well, I've heard a story like this before. And I may not know exactly all the answers. Surely Peter did not feel like he had all the answers in Acts. But he said, I've watched the one who does. And I don't know about you, God wants to use you and God wants to move in your life in an amazing way. But the question is, where are your eyes? Because some people, you know, God, Jesus raised people from the dead. Jesus healed people with withered hands. Jesus healed people who were hunched over. Jesus healed all kinds of people everywhere. Jesus brought freedom where there was oppression. God wants you to do the same thing. And the question is, are your eyes on him? And are you filled with the Holy Spirit? And are you saying, God, you have my yes. I'm willing to go.